Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome back to our discussion on the three P's of our profession. Now, if you profess to be a Christian, that means that you have a work to do for God. And what is it that God expects you to do? Well, the three P's of our profession are number one, preaching. That's preaching the gospel throughout all the world. The second P is preparing. That means if you are already a mature Christian, you can help to be preparing other newer Christians to grow up into the full measure and stature of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And then the third P of our profession is providing. That means providing for people in need. And I'm going to highlight three schools in Kenya that need your assistance. Let's first turn over to Matthew chapter 14 and verses 14 through 21. This is Matthew chapter 14 and verses 14 through 21. Now, before we get started in reading this scripture, I want to kind of put you at rest. I'm not going to be asking you for money. That's right. I know that in many cases you tune into a radio program and they're asking you for your financial support, and you never know if that money gets to its intended destination. And I'm not trying to discourage you from giving money to support whatever programs you hear about. But I'm not going to ask you for money, just like we never ask you for money to support our radio program. I'm not going to ask you for money to support these schools that I'm going to highlight. But still, you can support these schools in other ways. And listen to the scripture here in Matthew chapter 14, verses 14 through 21. This is a story about how the disciples were telling Jesus, send the crowds away so that they can buy food for themselves. And Jesus turns around and says, no. I'm not going to send them away so that they provide for themselves. I'm going to keep them here so that you provide for them. Because God wants us to be involved in His business, in His work of providing for people in need. That's the third P of our profession. So if you profess to be a Christian, you have a job to do. So let's listen to this story. Jesus went out and saw a great crowd, and He was moved with compassion toward them. See His response? He saw a great crowd. He perceived that they had a need. He didn't want to send them away. No, He was moved with compassion. He felt something emotionally, and He did something physically. Verse 15, when evening was near, Jesus' disciples came to Him, saying, send the crowd away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves. But Jesus said to them, they do not need to leave. You give them something to eat. That's right, keep them here, and you give them something to eat. You need to be involved in this process. And the disciples said to Jesus, but we have only 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus said, bring them here to me. See, this is an object lesson. We might not have a lot. You might only have the capability of buying 10 pads, 10 pencils, 10 pencil sharpeners. But believe me, if you bring that to God, this seed that you are sowing, God can multiply it greatly to provide for people's needs. So Jesus said, bring what you have here to me. And Jesus commanded the crowd to recline on the grass. Then He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, the little bit of stuff that the disciples had. But looking up to heaven in front of everybody, He prayed to God. He blessed the food. He broke it in smaller pieces. And then notice what He did. It wasn't Yeshua that gave this food to the people. Yeshua gave the loaves to His disciples. And then the disciples gave the food to the crowd. You see how Yeshua got His disciples involved in this process. They were professing to be Christians, followers of Christ, followers of the Messiah, the one anointed to save the world. And Yeshua was saying, if you want to follow me, if you want to be a Christian, one of the anointed ones that is doing my Father's work, then you need to provide for people. And so he gave the food to his disciples, and then the disciples gave the food to the crowd, and all the crowd ate and were filled. And on top of that, the disciples took up 12 handfuls of food, and they had extra, obviously, after everybody ate and were filled. There still remained extra food. That's how abundantly God can bless the little bit that we have to supply great needs and still have a lot left over. Now, how many people were fed? You probably know this story, but how many people were fed by the 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread? It says the number of people who had eaten were about 5,000 men besides women and children. So if there were an equal number of women, that's 10,000 people. And if there were twice as many children, that means that there were 10,000 children. That means that perhaps there were 20,000 people that were fed by the 2 fish and 5 loaves because of the miracle that Christ did. So, what can you do? The little bit that you have can go a long way. First, if you pray, God, please bless this little bit that I have to provide abundantly for people. Multiply what I have in a miraculous way to provide for people. And then the second thing is to give. So let me explain about these schools and what needs they have, and I hope that you will be motivated to help provide for these people in need. The first school, and my wife and I just got back from Kenya, we visited these schools. We saw what they need, and we were able, while we were there, to help provide for their need. So the first school is the Tumaini School. Tumaini is spelled T-U-M-A-I-N-I. Tumaini, and it's the Tumaini Community Orphan School. This is a school set up by two gentlemen who are volunteers. They have gotten together 10 volunteer teachers, and they have about 100 and I think it's about 180 students right now. But the school already has done so well in taking in these orphans that next year there's expected to be over 1,000 more orphan children coming to this school. So you can see that the need is great just by the numbers. And Tumaini means hope. So this gives hope. This is a school built on hope, and it's a Christian school. They teach Christian living principles. They teach basic school subjects like reading, like math, like science. They also teach the Boy and Girl Scouts program. And we were there and they showed us a demonstration where they went through the march, where they went through the pledges. It was beautiful. They also teach the kids how to play soccer, to give them some exercise and some practical skills that someday maybe one of them can grow up and be a professional soccer player. So they're doing great things there. And the way that this school is built, it's just incredible. First of all, as we walked into this village school, because it is in a village, and you can just kind of project your mind back 3,000 years ago, and that's how this school is. It is built out of mud brick. That's right. What they do is they go into the forest. They cut down some of the smaller, thinner trees to make posts that's spaced periodically, and then they take mud bricks that's just mud dried in the sun, and they pack it in between these sticks that they have. And so each classroom, and they have 4 classrooms at this particular school, each classroom is about 6 feet high and about 10 feet wide by 10 feet long. And within that very small enclosure, they have about 20 students. And most of them, of course, are sitting on a dirt floor. They do have a blackboard that was donated to them in each of those 4 classrooms that the teachers can write on. They have some chalk, but they have no books. The teachers have no books, the students have no books. And think about this. The six grade levels, four are in these small little classrooms that have no doors, no windows. The roof is just palm leaves, you know, the thatched roof, palm leaves. And like I said, the structure itself is just mud brick. But two of the classes are outside underneath a tree because they don't have the building materials yet to build other classrooms. So two classrooms are just out under a tree, and they don't even have a blackboard. They use just cardboard that they write on. They don't even have blackboards. And so then you go to the toilets, and the toilets are open enclosures, just really a hole in the ground. It's less than an outhouse. It is just a hole in the ground. Again, no door, no privacy, just this mud brick that's built on three sides. Then the headmaster took us to the kitchen. You know what the kitchen is? The kitchen is in an open area, no enclosure, just an open area, and all it is a pile of rocks. Just think about when you go camping, you get a pile of rocks together, then you get some sticks and you rub them together and make a fire. That's their kitchen, a pile of rocks in the open. So, how is it that you can help? Well, the need should be obvious, but I'm going to give you something specific. You can send pencils, paper, pencil sharpeners, any kind of school supplies that you can think of these children and teachers need. If you have textbooks that you can get your hands on, and the grades are from preschool up to fifth grade. Those are the six classes, from preschool, we could call it kindergarten, up to the fifth grade. So if you have any textbooks, you can donate them to the school, and I'll give you the address. It's the Tumaini Community Orphan School, and that's Tumaini Community Orphan School. It's Post Office Box 1010. Post Office Box 10 in Mtwapa, and that's spelled M, T as in Tom, W as in woman, A as in apple, P as in Paul, A as in apple, that's Mtwapa, -Mombasa. Mombasa is spelled Mombasa. So the village is Mtwapa, the city is Mombasa, and that's in Kenya. So that's the address to which you can send this. You can send it to the attention of Joshua Inyuli. Joshua is Joshua. His last name is Nyule. You can send it to his attention. He's the assistant director. Also, if you want to communicate with him, he has an email, which is joshnyule@yahoo.com. Now also, if you don't have the money to ship the supplies all the way to Kenya, you can send the supplies to our post office box here in America. We are a 501c3 organization, so you'll get a tax deduction. And our address is Christian Ambassadors Incorporated, Post Office Box 362033, that's Post Office Box 362033, in Decatur, Georgia, zip code 30036-2033. Again, that's Decatur, Georgia, 30036-2033. And of course, if you want to give us a call to discuss these programs in more depth, our phone number is 404-412-0032. Well, thanks for joining me in this program. I hope you join me on the next program, and may God be in you.